100.7 The Tiger. What's up, Louisiana? This is Hannah Lane with Rain Will Bring Flowers. Mr. Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Hannah. We are working to transform our pain into purpose with the Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation.
I absolutely love that. I love that y'all are taking a sad and terrible situation and bringing awareness and bringing light to it. Can you tell us more about Rain Will Bring Flowers and what it's doing around the community?
Sure. I guess I'd like to start with my son, Owen. You know, Owen was popular, never bullied. He was loved and supported in a stable family home. He was athletic, good looking. And my point in saying all that is that if Owen could take his own life, then I really believe all of our youth is at risk. We really had no idea just how prevalent suicide is before we lost our son. Statistically, in Louisiana, between the ages of 10 and 22, suicide is the second leading cause of death. Yet, due to the stigma, no one is really talking about it, and it truly is an epidemic and a silent killer. And when I was in school, there was MAD and DARE, and it was classroom and auditorium-style education. And we just feel like, given the prevalence of suicide, that something has to be done differently. And that's why we formed our foundation, and our mission is to prevent youth suicide through raising awareness and eliminating the stigma associated with suicide.
I 110% agree, Mr. Jordan. I think it is a wonderful thing that y'all are doing, taking something that is so tragic and so sad and bringing it and helping other people that may have dealt with it or haven't dealt with it but know they're not alone. Is there anything that y'all are doing specific around the community that people can go to, people can donate to, things that they can see on your Facebook and go to and be like, what can we do to help also on top of that?
Well, thank you for asking. Our first initiative is this upcoming Walk Out of Darkness, which is on October 7th. And it's a walk to raise awareness and education around suicide. It is at 10 a.m. Saturday, October the 7th at Pennington Biomedical Center. And our initial goal was to break the national walker record. That was another community walk that had over 1,200 walkers, and we've smashed that record. We're close to 1,300 walkers today. So if I had to ask for the community, it would be to sign up for the walk, and if they're able to, also to donate.
Mr. Jordan, where can they go to sign up for this walk? Is there a link on y'all's Facebook? Is there a website? Is there an Instagram page? What is there where they can find this link quickly?
There's registration links both on Facebook and Instagram under the Rain Will Bring Flowers page.
Perfect, Mr. Jordan. I loved what y'all are doing in honor of your son. I think it is an amazing thing, like I said, to take such a tragic situation and bring light to it and help other students that are in high school or middle school that are struggling with this type of thing that people don't talk about. And I think bringing it to light, even when you went through a tragic situation, is going to save so many lives and so many people that you're already impacting that you might not even know it yet, which is amazing.
Yeah, Hannah, and we appreciate you having us on here today and helping us, supporting us and getting the word out.
For sure, Mr. Jordan. I appreciate y'all coming on the show. And if there's anything we can do for you, y'all let us know, okay?
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is 100.7 The Tiger.